Hey everyone, welcome back to Market Snap. Capricor Therapeutics just went through one of the most violent repricings I've seen in biotech this year, and the dust is nowhere near settled. We're breaking down what the FDA delay really means, why the stock lost 3/4 of its value in a single quarter, and whether the fundamentals still support any kind of bull case. Let's set the stage here, because context matters. Capricor is a clinical stage biotech out of San Diego, led by CEO Linda Marbán, and it's been laser-focused on one thing, Duramiocel, a cell therapy aimed at treating Duchenne muscular dystrophy. This is a devastating genetic disorder that primarily affects boys, causing progressive muscle degeneration. The company has essentially staked its entire future on getting this therapy across the FDA finish line. Now the story took a dramatic turn in late August of 2026. The FDA announced it was extending its review of Duramiocel by 3 months. On the surface, a routine delay. But the market reaction was anything but routine. Here's what you need to understand about Capricor's business model. It's a single-product company with a pipeline that includes CAP-1002, engineered exosomes, CAP-2003, and even an exosome-based vaccine platform. But make no mistake, Duramiocel is the whole ballgame. Founded back in 1996 and headquartered in San Diego, this is a company with just over 230 full-time employees, trading with a market cap around $360 million as of the latest snapshot. The stock sits at roughly $6 and change per share. And here's the thing. The beta is low at around 0.5, which sounds conservative, but that's misleading for a biotech with this kind of binary risk profile. The average daily volume is about 3.6 million shares, so there's plenty of liquidity, but also plenty of volatility when headlines hit. Now let's talk about the revenue picture, because this is where things get interesting. In fiscal year 2024, Capricor generated about $22 million in revenue. In 2025, that number collapsed to essentially zero. That's a massive red flag on the surface, but context matters. This is a company that's been transitioning from grant and collaboration revenue to a pure-play commercial stage wannabe. The revenue cliff isn't a demand problem, it's a strategic shift. The company has never posted a profitable year. Gross margins are negative, which is typical for a clinical stage biotech that's spending heavily on manufacturing scale-up and clinical trials. When you're burning cash to prepare for a potential commercial launch, the income statement is going to look ugly. The question is whether the eventual payoff justifies the burn. Let's dig into the earnings picture, because Q2 2026 was a mess. The company reported a net loss that continued a multi-year trend of widening losses. In 2023, the net loss was around $22 million. In 2024, it jumped to $40 million, and in 2025, it ballooned to over $105 million. That's a steepening burn rate, and it's primarily driven by the costs of running the HOPE-3 trial and preparing for commercialization. The EPS story is equally stark. From a loss of 83 cents per share in 2023 to $1.15 in 2024 to $2.26 in 2025, the share count has also been climbing from about 26 million shares in 2023 to over 46 million in 2025. That's dilution on top of losses, which is the classic biotech funding model, but it means existing shareholders are getting squeezed from both directions. Now here's where it gets really interesting. The Q2 2026 earnings call was notable for what didn't happen. Management reportedly skipped the Q&A session with analysts. You don't do that when everything is going smoothly. That omission, combined with the ongoing securities class action, tells you management is in full damage control mode. Looking at the Q1 2026 earnings call from May, management was still projecting confidence. They reported a net loss of roughly $42 million for the quarter, which was actually an improvement over the prior year period. They talked about advancing Duramiocel toward FDA approval, resolving their legal disputes, and preparing for commercialization. The tone was optimistic, almost bullish. They were positioning Duramiocel as a potential game changer for Duchenne patients, and they highlighted the strength of their balance sheet heading into the PDUFA date. But that optimism aged poorly. By August, the narrative had completely flipped. Let's get into the balance sheet, because this is actually the one area where Capricorn has some breathing room. As of fiscal year 2025, the company reported cash and cash equivalents of roughly $287 million. Now, I want to flag something here. The numbers in the financial statements show some unusual scaling, but the takeaway is that the company raised significant capital, likely in anticipation of the commercial launch. The current ratio is around 7.3, which means they have plenty of short-term liquidity. The debt-to-equity ratio is a manageable 0.37. So financially, this isn't a company that's on the verge of bankruptcy. They have runway. The question is whether that runway is being used wisely. Operating cash flow was negative $69 million in 2025, and free cash flow was negative $72 million, so they're burning through roughly $70 million a year. At that rate, the $287 million in cash gives them about 4 years of runway, assuming the burn rate doesn't accelerate. That's actually a decent cushion for a clinical stage biotech. Now let's get into the SWOT analysis, because this is where the real picture emerges. Starting with strengths, Capricorn has a strong balance sheet with significant cash reserves. They have a compelling product candidate with Duramiocel, which has shown promise in treating Duchenne muscular dystrophy. They also have an experienced leadership team with deep biotech expertise. And the FDA's decision to review the therapy, even with the delay, suggests the data package has merit. On the weakness side, this is a single product company. There's no diversification. If Duramiocel fails or gets delayed further, there's no plan B. The company has never been profitable, and the losses are widening. There's also the ongoing securities class action, which is a legal overhang that could result in significant financial penalties. And the management decision to skip the Q&A on the last earnings call doesn't inspire confidence in transparency. Now, opportunities. If Duramiocel gets approved, the market opportunity is substantial. Duchenne muscular dystrophy affects thousands of patients in the U.S. alone, and there's a clear unmet medical need. The exosome platform also has potential beyond Duchenne, which could provide future growth avenues. And a successful launch could attract partnership or acquisition interest from larger pharma companies. But the threats are equally significant. The FDA delay itself is a threat, as it pushes back the potential revenue timeline and gives competitors more time to catch up. There's also the regulatory risk of a complete rejection or a request for additional trials, which would be devastating. The class action lawsuit could result in substantial damages, and the competitive landscape in Duchenne therapies is crowded, with several other companies pursuing treatments. Let's look at the price action, because it tells a brutal story. Over the past week, the stock is down about 5%. Over the past month, it's down 65%. Over 3 months, it's down 76%. And over 6 months, it's down 75%. But here's the twist. Over the past year, the stock is actually up about 3%. And over 5 years, it's up 65%. So what you're seeing is a massive bubble that formed on FDA approval hopes and then popped violently when those hopes were delayed. The stock went from the mid-20s down to around $6, and it's now trying to find a floor. The one-week performance of negative 5% suggests the selling pressure is easing somewhat, but it's too early to call a bottom. The stock is trading well below its recent highs, and the technical picture remains bearish until it can reclaim some key moving averages. All right, here's my honest take on Capricorn. This is a high-risk, high-reward, speculative biotech play, and the recent price action reflects exactly that. The MarketSnap model puts a fair value estimate somewhere in the ballpark of $160, but I want to be very clear, that number is extremely sensitive to assumptions. The model is using forward earnings estimates that assume Duramiocel gets approved and ramps quickly. Change that assumption, and the fair value could easily be in the $20 to $30 range. The DCF model, which is more conservative, spits out a fair value of around $21, which is actually above the current price. So what do I actually think? The FDA delay is a significant setback, but it's not necessarily a death knell. 3-month extensions are common in biotech, and they don't automatically mean rejection. The company has cash to survive, and the underlying science hasn't changed. The problem is the market has lost confidence in the timeline and, more importantly, in the integrity of the data. The allegations around unagreed changes to the statistical analysis plan are serious, and the class action lawsuits are piling up. The upside case is that the FDA approves Duramucil, the legal issues get resolved, and the stock re-rates significantly from these depressed levels. The downside case is that the FDA asks for more data, the approval gets pushed out another year or two, and the stock continues to bleed out as dilution eats into shareholder value. My honest view is that this is a show-me story now. The company needs to regain trust, and that starts with transparent communication and a clear regulatory path. I wouldn't be a buyer here without a very high risk tolerance, but I also wouldn't be surprised to see a meaningful bounce if the FDA news turns positive. The model output for this name looks noisy, so don't hang your thesis on a precise fair value call. If you disagree with our inputs, you can plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on the intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number shifts. What do you think about Scapper? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.